With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Debbie, now a post-tropical cyclone moving into the northeastern U.S. with soaking rains, flash flooding, and the threat of tornadoes into the weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Shedard says parts of New England and other states will see a significant amount of rain.
Flooding is probably still the biggest threat, and that's from the northern mid-Atlantic into portions of New York, upstate New York. Could be some significant flooding today in those areas. And we're still getting some heavy rainfall across portions of the eastern Carolinas that have already seen a lot of rain. So there's some significant flooding still ongoing there.
The death toll from Debbie has risen to 8. Also at SRNNews.com, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump agreeing to a debate in September.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have agreed to a September 10th presidential debate on ABC, setting up a face-off between the Republican and Democratic nominees. The ABC debate will take place on a day her campaign has long stuck to, as the Republican nominee waffled on his commitment.
I'm looking forward to it, and hope he shows up.
At a news conference at his Florida residence, the former president proposed additional debates on other networks. Speaking to reporters in Detroit, Harris says she's willing to have a conversation after September 10th about an additional debate. I'm Norman Hall.
Israeli troops launching a new assault in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. The military says they're targeting Hamas fighters who they claim still operate there despite repeated offensives. Meanwhile, American, Qatari, and Egyptian mediators have renewed their push for a ceasefire deal with talks scheduled August 15th. The Dow is down 1 point, the NASDAQ losing 16. This is SRN News. Methodists are fighting over Nigeria.
There are nearly 600,000 members of the United Methodist Church in that African country, and now that the denomination is splitting, it's not clear who governs all those people. The more liberal UMC says it still has authority over Nigeria, but the more conservative Global Methodist Church says a majority of members have voted to join it. The UMC is splitting over issues including gay marriage, homosexual ordination, and the authority of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harrison Butker, not backing down with NFL training camp, is underway. Members of the media are again questioning the Kansas City Chiefs kicker about comments he made during a college commitment speech back in May. Butker, who describes himself as a conservative Catholic, says he stands behind what he said during the speech. The three-time Super Bowl champ assailed Gay Pride Month and President Biden's stance on abortion. This is SRN News. California's governor telling local governments to clean up their homeless encampments in their communities.
California Governor Gavin Newsom joined the California Department of Transportation Thursday to clear encampment sites in Los Angeles.
I'm here on behalf of 40 million Californians that are fed up. I'm here because I'm one of them. I want to see results.
Newsom says he'll start taking away funding from cities and counties that are not doing enough to move people out of encampments and into shelter. I'm Donna Warder.
The annual Florida Python Challenge this year begins with competition between hunters to capture the most and longest Burmese pythons. A 10-day hunt meant to incentivize hunters to capture the invasive snakes in Florida to win prizes among a share of $30,000. But the grand prize winner with the most stakes humanely killed gets $10,000. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.